dead. Dead. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Craft Beer is Dead. I am one of your hosts, Bree the Pint-Sized Traveler, accompanied by... Christoph Facerson. We are here with another spooky scary after taking some time off. We are back. We had a full episode that came out, and now we are doing something a little different. Not doing a spooky scary every week. Make them a little bit more... I don't know the word to use.
Sporadic.
Yeah. I like that.
Spookratic.
Right. So Chris is taking today's. I don't know anything about it. He texted me a name I've never heard of, and that's as far as we've gotten so far.
That's dope. Yeah, and honestly, like, most of the time I would sit there and talk about how I came up with it, how I picked it, why, decided whatever. I'm not saying shit until we jump into it. But with that being said, like, I do kind of want to talk about, you know, how it popped up at the end there too, but
Want to open a beer first?
I thought you'd never ask. So today is,
I'm so excited, it is a beer from Magnanimous Brewing out of Tampa, Rubus Cerberus.
So it wasn't just me.
No.
Rubus Cerberus,
triple berry sour ale.
Yeah, so they are out of the Tampa now, right?
Yeah.
They're over by Hidden Springs, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So I've been hearing great things. This is the first thing I've tried from them, or have tried from them. But as always, try to show a little bit of love. I apologize, guys, if you are listening. I don't know enough about your brand to know what cores are, but I can tell you that they've got Crown Light Lager. They have Golden Rule European Lager. They have the Inner Path to Outer Space Double IPA, as well as the Inner Calm from Outer Space Double IPA. So, cool mix of stuff, sours, IPAs, lagers, can't really go wrong. So,
When we were just down there, we had their lagers and some stouts, and they were phenomenal.
That's what I keep hearing.
So this is also in collaboration with Boneflower Craft Mead Company.
Oh, cool.
So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so it's got a raspberry, blackberry, blueberry, and wildflower honey.
Just cracking it open and it hitting the top of the can. The color looks amazing.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
And it's 9.5%. Let's get fucking weird. Oh,
son of a bitch. I'm going to have to go shopping after this. This is gonna
Thank
be
you.
Bad.
You're going to buy all the fancy belts after this. I'm not even going to give context for that comment. All right, so.
Wow. I mean, even the head has a beautiful pinkish hue to it, but it's like very almost burgundy in color.
Burgundy. I mean, as far as appearance goes, if you're picturing a triple berry sour, you're probably picturing it right. All right.
It's thick. Nice tart.
That's actually really fun. I like that one. It's like well balanced for how sweet it is too.
Yeah, definitely. I get a lot of raspberry.
Raspberry. No, that's that's cool. Solid stuff. And like I said, I've been hearing nothing but insane things about them. So if you're down in that area, obviously hit them up. And then you can tell them we sent you. You cannot. I don't really care. Just high five them and tell them they make good stuff. So,
and their place is really gorgeous. I think it was actually, it used to be a church. So when you first walk in, they have one of those beautiful, very unique, rounded entry doors.
Okay.
That just looks super old and, you know, just bizarre. And the whole place is just basically like black. Yes.
Yeah.
Rounded and bizarre. The whole place is basically just like black and white and then plants. So obviously, you know, I'm a huge fan of every single thing that they have going on.
Hell yeah. No, we were just talking about this beforehand too. I got to get down there and like hit a lot more breweries too.
Absolutely. Woven Water, we hit on the same trip. That was worth the hype. That was awesome too.
I'll have to get some stuff in there.
And it's very close to that. It's closer to that one, I think. Well, they're all very close to each other, but it was like 2 miles away from Woven Water.
The big question is it scooterable?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Right. Fuck yeah.
Absolutely. And also a big thank you to Dustin and April from A La Carte for actually dropping this off.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much.
very nice of you.
And if you haven't checked them out, please do. Food truck extraordinaire / amazing craft beer bar.
Huge list. Huge list.
Dope ass list, dude.
Dope ass list.
Yeah.
Hand selected.
Hand selected for your pleasure.
All right.
So going into today, you've never heard of Christine Falling.
Nine.
All right. So actually, you know what? Nah, I'll wait till the end. All right. We're just going to start off. This one, I wrote it out. I try to be a little bit more professional. Right?
It helps.
Yeah, it does help. I don't know. Some of the ones I feel like I know pretty well, so I get to spitball it. This one, I literally found this one after working on two other subjects, even though we just haven't done one for like almost 6 weeks now.
Yeah.
I had two other ones that I still am going to do.
Was it really that long?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Holy fuck, yeah. I'm still going to do these other ones, but for some reason, they just didn't feel right. Like, I need to do more research. I need to get more of the story out of it. But this one popped up, and I was like, holy shit.
I wasn't like a Men in Black where you get to the end, and it was all made up.
No, like, Men in Black is not made up.
I know, but remember
that. Yeah, no, I still have that book, and I got like halfway through. I was like, fuck this book. Yeah, so if you ever see a Man in Black, just don't open the door. Problem solved. Fuck those guys. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Curl up. Let's get bear. Let's do this. On February 25th, 1980, Cassidy Johnson was brought to the doctor's office following an accident at home. The two-year-old had reportedly fallen out of her crib and had suffered a substantial head injury. After a diagnosis of meningitis, a result from the traumatic injury, she passed away from internal injuries. While this could have been caused by the meningitis, the doctor was suspicious of the situation and recommended the police investigate the circumstances surrounding the death of the toddler and, more importantly, the babysitter, Christine Falling. Mm. Bum, bum, bum. Mm. Christine Falling was born on March 12th in 1963 in Perry, Florida. It's a small town about an hour southeast of our state capital, Tallahassee, and it's about 3.5 hours northwest of where we are currently recording. She was born as Christine Slaughter. Like, what the fuck on that name, by the way? I made a note in the notes of just like, ominous as fuck.
It really is.
So she was born to a father of 65 years old and a mother of 16 years old.
What?
Oh, don't worry. You think that's bad? She was born as a younger sister to the other daughter, Carol, which would imply that the mother was only 14 at the time she gave birth to the couple's first child. Yikes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So there's that. Her father, Thomas, was very prone to fits of anger and abuse, and the mother was, all in all, she was a saint and was awarded the prestigious Florida's Mother of the Year Award back-to-back in 1967 and 1968, which is utter horseshit. I just made that up because I thought
Shut the fuck up!
There's no Florida Mother of the Year Award.
Well, back in the day, there could have been.
Yeah, God. That does not exist, by the way.
You son of a bitch. Did you even have that written down, or did you just came up with that to get me, like, you son?
No, I wrote it down. I was like, let's try this out.
Bitch.
So, Chris. Yeah, obviously, utter horse shit. Her mother, Anne. Huzzah! Her mother, Anne, would routinely disappear for months at a time, leaving the two girls with the abusive father, only to return on multiple occasions pregnant with other men's children.
Oh my God. So this, polar opposite of what you just said.
There's the irony.
Asshole.
And literally the only reason I made that joke is because the more you hear about her, you're like, wow, this is a piece of shit. All right. So at the age of 9, Anne stepped up as her role as a mother figure finally. And she made the loving decision to return home and help raise the four children with Thomas. Kind of psych. But during another period where Thomas was left alone with the four kids, he had suffered a serious work injury, which left him no longer able to provide for himself and the children. And returned to assist and developed a plan to fix their financial situation. Which, great, right?
Yeah.
She noticed the problem was that there was just too many mouths to feed. And so, because Kristen suffered epilepsy and in turn required continuous prescription medication, Anne decided to alleviate the financial burdens of her and her sister. So, at the age of 9, Christine and her older sister were sat on a bench in the local mall and left to fend for themselves.
Typical.
Florida. After being found in the state system, authorities allowed a pair of cousins to legally adopt the sisters, only to place the children back into a foster care unit a few years later after reports of sexual misconduct on the newly legal father.
So the whole family is pieces of shits that need to
whole family is
put
like
on an island.
Northern Florida, so I mean, if you're listening in your northern Florida, you fucking know.
fucking know.
Oh, God. On top of the sexual abuse, Christine had also started to act out in violent ways against neighborhood animals. She was caught dropping cats from insane heights.
So, serial killer.
And was also caught strangling them to, quote, check to see if they had 9 lives. So, I mean, she's not wrong.
That was fucked up of me to laugh like that, but I was like, that's kind of funny.
Sorry, beer break. Now, it was around this time that she, obviously, she was taken away from the cousins. And because of the whole cat thing, they were like, we should probably put you somewhere. So it was around this time that she was sent to the Great Oaks Village Children Refuge in none other than Orlando, Florida. So,
sick. Is that place still open?
So not only is it still open, I had to fucking... So it just said Orlando Refuge, the first clip that I found. And so I did a lot of research, and by a lot of research, I think I Googled it for like 2 minutes. And I came up on an article, and it was the Great Oaks Village Children Refuge, right? Mm-hmm. So that is literally half a mile away from where I grew up.
No way.
I walked by that fucking place every day on my way out of school.
That's
I know that area well. So she spent 2 years.
Did you ever get like a weird vibe from it, or this, it was pretty normal?
No, I mean, like cats would just randomly fall from the sky, which was weird. But I mean, other than that, it's pretty stereotypical for Florida, you know. No, so she was there for about 2 years, and so if you are from Orlando, by the way, it's right over off of like Fern Creek in Michigan. If you want to do a weird brewery tour, there's like Rock Pit and Hourglass right down the road from there too. So like,
go get fucked up and walk by the children rest.
There's also a Potter's Grave if you ever want to.
Oh, yeah, that area.
That area.
Is that the place you can't walk through?
Yeah, apparently so. Yeah. I mean, you can. It's just like, apparently super not cool. It's because of all cats. But so while at this refuge, Christine was described as a pleasant mixture of manipulative. She was a liar and called a thief.
Pleasant mixture.
Yeah. She resided there until she was 12 years old, which at which point her mother, Anne, somehow got her back because it was the 70s in Florida. So fucking.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Of course it
is. They could buy tigers. So why wouldn't you be able to get your
kids
back?
You could buy tigers now. Like,
true.
You need a tiger?
You got to know, guy.
I mean, the Super Bowl is coming. Right. No. So she stayed with her mother for nearly 2 years until she was married off. Now, I'm going to repeat that. She was married off. To some people speculate a cousin, possibly a stepbrother, like that kind
of
shit.
I mean, this is like 70s, so not like 20s or 1800s.
No, this was like 40, 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some reports I found say that he was 20 years old. Most say he was 30 years old. And one report said his name was Goober Falling, which I found on Wikipedia and I can only hope is the world's best edit on a wiki site. So
that no one ever caught and just kept the same.
I hope it's him just fucking with people and then also imagining it in a phone book. Get it? So either way, the relationship was extremely volatile and the two fought on a daily basis. In one incident, Christine was reported to have launched a 25-pound stereo at Goober, which is what we're going to refer
him. They have a kid named Goober Jr. That's what I started laughing.
Old Gooby Junie.
I can't.
And Gooby Junie.
Gooby Junie is...
Gooby Junie is the name. Gotta love Adlib. Fuck. All right. Anyway, we're calling him Goober. So we can keep some sort of continuity here. But yeah, so she either, there's two reports. She either threw a 25-pound stereo at him, which actually, do me a favor real quick. While I'm telling this part of the story, look up Christine, T-I-N-E, Falling. And then when you see a photo of her, you'd be like, oh shit, I get it. Yeah. Like, she is not a tiny woman. And this is not like a weight joke or anything like that. She is farm built, man. She looks like she can take someone down. So anyway, some people say she threw this fucking thing at him. Some people say she dropped it on his head while he was sleeping. Either way, the marriage sucked. No, he didn't die.
Wow.
Well, you can't kill goobers, you know what I mean? So, but the marriage was dissolved after just 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So some Kim K shit.
Well, she was fucking 14. The guy was maybe 30. Maybe your stepbrother. His name is fucking Goober.
What do you fight with a 14-year-old wife over? Like, she didn't put her dolls away?
Probably throwing cats. That's not the last one I'm going to make. I feel it in my bones. All right. Christine followed the marriage by slipping into what almost all articles point to as severely strange behavior. She began complaining of a multitude of ailments and racked up over 50. Don't look anymore. Stop looking.
No, I'm just trying. My computer's not loading. I'm trying to get her name.
I was like, don't get ahead of me. No, it's still not. I'm trying to tell a story.
Promise.
Of falling goobers and cats. Strange behavior. She began complaining of a multitude of ailments and racked up over 50 visits to the hospital within 2 years. So despite all her different like complaints, she was complained of spider bites, of dizziness, of she was seeing red dots, all these random different things. Doctors could never find one fucking thing wrong with her. So.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So
she looks like some of my aunt's equestrian friends.
She grew up to be what we're going to call a handsome woman. So.
Oi.
We'll get there. Don't look anymore.
All right. That's all I got. Okay. You're good.
So anyway, couldn't find anything wrong with her. Now, at this point, we should probably point out that Christine's mental state deviated from the standard. She was about, 16, 17 at this point. Constant seizures because of the epilepsy. Mm. Obviously, shit upbringing, all that kind of stuff. So, nature, nurture, both at work here. Not going to say I feel empathetic for her, but also it's, somebody walking down the road be like, I'm going to throw that cat.
No, like, I mean, it's like, who wasn't it? Like, Ed Gein, where it's like, that's just that shit upbringing that has to have contributing factors.
I'm so glad you mentioned Ed Gein, because it's going to, have a parallel thing.
Good.
I mean, there's no lampshades or anything.
Liar.
So at this point, she's got a rough go of things. She also finds herself in a very desperate situation. So she's no longer living with her mother. She's recently divorced. Barely. She's not even an adult yet.
No.
Fuck.
She can't buy cigarettes yet.
No. I mean, probably in the 70s.
Maybe not.
Oh, she probably grows her own tobacco.
I mean, look at her.
Northern Floridians. Yeah. No. Anyway, in an attempt to provide for herself, she took up a job she was reportedly very skilled in. And like you mentioned, Ed Gein, babysitting.
So, oh, my God. Yeah. No. I thought you were going to say like taxidermy or something.
No, he didn't get paid for that.
I know.
That was a labor of love for him, really.
Still talent.
Have you seen the work? I mean, I wouldn't have put that many faces together. I would have stopped at 5, but that's just me.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
After
he needed five, some just interior design school and he would have been fine.
After 5, it's just tacky. They teach you that shit. Anyway, one of her first clients was the Johnson family and their 2-year-old daughter, Cassidy.
Mm.
So in February, Cassidy died due to injuries she sustained after reportedly falling out of her crib, as previously stated. One doctor became suspicious of Christine's story, however, and had made a note to file a report with authorities. Some sources say that the report was lost, while others report that Christine was questioned, but in either case, she stuck to her story and never faced any charges. So, a month later, she decided to move to Lakeland.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so we've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Lakeland, Florida, where she quickly got a job babysitting for a local family there. In May of 1980, Christine called the paramedics when 4-year-old Jeffrey Davis was unable to breathe, and upon arriving to the hospital, he died of respiratory failure.
Oh, my God.
Upon investigation.
So 2 out of 2 kids at this point.
Yeah. But also, too, think of it this way. It's the 1970s. Police departments aren't talking to each other. I mean,
absolutely.
If you're moving more than an hour, odds are no one's going to know anything that's happened to you from the past.
And that's not on her record. Why would it be, really, if she just questioned? But,
And so one of the big things that we're going to see, too, is this was like, so the other one, kid stops breathing. Is what it is. Like, could be an accident, could be suspicious. Who knows? This one, we start seeing a pattern of she starts getting fucking lucky. So, upon investigation, it was determined that the child had a viral infection that could potentially lead to myocarditis, which he was suffering from, or inflammation of the heart, which exacerbated his internal system, and eventually he
died. That was the lucky part, was that he had a pre-existing condition.
Exactly. So, Jeffrey Davis's funeral was held just 3 days later. Attendance was huge. Friends and family members came from all over to pay respects to a life cut too short. Among those in the gathering was the Spring family. The Springs were the cousins of the 4-year-old victim and had come to offer their support. At home, their 2-year-old son, Joseph, sat with his new babysitter, Christine Falling.
Ugh.
When the Springs arrived home from the funeral, Christine immediately came out of the house claiming Joseph had been napping and wouldn't wake up.
Oh, my God.
With tragedy striking so quickly and so often around Christine, you'd think the parents would have grown suspicious of the babysitter, but due to the fact the child tested positive for the same virus her previous victim had, it was ruled a consequential death from the viral infection.
So that kid died too? Wow.
Yep. So that's 3 down.
Oh, my God.
Now, I was unable to find anything happening in the following year, but tragedy struck once again in July of 1981. After moving back to her hometown of Perry, Christine took a job assisting an elderly man by the name of Wilbur Swindle, which fucking awesome name,
that sounds
by
like
the way.
A Dr. Seuss character.
Yeah. So Wilbur, who was 77, was known for his wealth, and he was very eccentric with his attitude towards his wealth, right? It was said that he carried cash often in very large amounts, and he and it was rumored that he had buried money in his yard. So
typical.
I guess he was an old prospector or something. Beer bag. On her first day on the job, paramedics were called to Wilbur's house after he had collapsed on the floor and died.
Oh my God.
Presumably due to a heart attack. Investigators chalked it up to poor health and old age. However, police officers on the scene did note that he had been found with his pockets out, and there seemed to be holes dug up throughout the property.
Oh my God.
Oh fuck.
Biddy was looking for the cash.
Right? So after four people have died under her care, she's either the worst guardian ever, or people around her are idiots. Or potentially both. And she wasn't done yet. One can argue that a lot of serial killers follow specific patterns. And with Christine, we've already seen a portion of the MacDonald triad. I think we've talked about this before, mm-hmm. right? Do you remember that one?
Not wholly, to be honest.
So it's okay. No test involved. The MacDonald triad is essentially, it's a list of three behaviors that, granted, a lot of humans participate in, but quickly learn right from wrong by doing those.
Mm-hmm.
So one is setting fires. Two is bedwetting, but far past like an average age of just like, yeah, this. It's like actively being like, I don't feel like getting up, fuck it, and then just peeing their bed. And then three is hurting animals. So she's already thrown cats with fucking willy-nilly.
Yeah.
So we'll just stop there.
Hmm.
The fact that she's becoming more brazen spells disaster for the people around her in the future, though, because with Wilbur, she's now starting to deviate from her norm. And killers can kind of sometimes do this when becoming very complacent. Mm-hmm. So they're starting to get comfortable with things they were originally nervous about. So they start kind of operating on some more kind of like escalating behaviors, right?
And this is kind of irrelevant. She doesn't have like probably any education either, right? Like, did
she was a dropout of sixth grade.
Sixth grade, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm also kind of, you know, leaning in the direction of her intelligence cannot be that high.
I mean, honestly, everyone around her, I think I had it previously, but I might have skipped over it. Everyone that knew her well basically equated her to a child, like
oh, really?
Just mentally standing.
Yeah.
And granted, again, medical conditions, upbringing, you know, lack of education. It's not like I wouldn't say it's her fault specifically, but that's just kind of where she sits as far as the mental stages go. So, anyway, out of her norm, ends up killing an old dude. Maybe, who knows? She was never actually investigated because basically, again, gets lucky. Fucking. Yeah. The guy's old. Heart attack. Just falls over and dies. One such incident following... Oh, wait. Blah, 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 where was I? Okay. Complacent. Okay. Super organic. Here we go. So, again, the fact that she's operating... Ooh, more beer. Yay.
Yeah.
The fact that she's operating outside of her norms, she's getting a little crazy with what she's going to start trying to pull off. So... Christina had accompanied her niece and stepsister very soon after... on some afternoon chores. On the day's agenda was a trip to the pediatrics office to start some vaccinations for the 8-month-old child. After leaving the doctor's office, the three stopped at a grocery store so that Christine's sister could purchase some diapers. Out of convenience, the sister ran inside, leaving Christine and the baby alone in the car. Moments later, the sister returned and the child wasn't breathing.
Oh my God.
The ambulance was called immediately and the child was pronounced dead on the scene.
Jesus Christ.
The two were questioned and, in yet another stroke of luck, doctors assume there had been an allergic reaction to the vaccines, resulting in zero investigation.
Unfucking believable.
So
was it like a candy? It's not even like she just hates kids because of the old guy. It's like just weak. She just preys on the defenseless.
Keep that thought train because like let's discuss it afterwards because I think it's very much that. But because we've seen other things, I think there is a deep seated need to control things.
And when the babies are crying or the kids aren't doing what she wants him to do, that's what her trigger is
potentially. I mean a lot of these too, which was really fucking weird. She killed allegedly baby, I don't know, she killed some of these kids while babysitting, but she also babysat for them for weeks if not months before these things would happen.
Oh, it kind of made it sound like it was like right at the beginning of each
Yeah, these are just the incidents specifically by themselves. So
I think I know, but like it sounded like they were so close together that it was like at the beginning of each babysitting.
But then again, some of them might have
because it's within 2 years, right? Mm-hmm. All of this isn't within.
Yeah. It's quick, man. That was basically that was the niece. So unfortunately, the niece is gone.
I thought it was gonna hum.
So yeah, now the niece is gone. And no one's pointing fingers at her.
Wow.
And she keeps getting away with this shit. So
that's so fucked up.
In June of 1982, 9-week-old Travis Coleman was rushed to the ER with respiratory issues. He was near the brink of death when miraculously doctors were able to stabilize him. Travis spent weeks recovering and was finally allowed to return home. The Colemans hired the same babysitter as before, Christine, to watch him shortly thereafter. Just 24 hours after arriving home, Travis was once again admitted to the ER, where this time he wouldn't be so lucky.
Wow.
Travis died that day of respiratory complications. Now, luckily for the Colemans, the doctors noticed that the injuries that led or noticed injuries that led them to investigate via autopsy, and the procedure revealed that there were zero complications with the breathing. It was the fact that she had been suffocated.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Like, how are all of these being respiratory unless it's suffocation? Like, it has to be, right?
That's the thing, is like all of them have some sort of something going on around it that could potentially lead to that. So honestly, like, I can't tell if she was actually smart enough to catch on to that and actually plan that out specifically. Or
it seems very coincidental. How does that all, how does that, it, every single victim had something like that?
You'd be surprised. I mean, like, as we continue to do this and as we start talking about more and more people who do things like this, you're going to be like terrifyingly surprised of how many times people get away with shit just because of random flukes, just random things. So like, so recently watched Night Stalker.
Oh, Netflix. Did you like it? I didn't watch it yet.
Yo,
did you like
it's
it?
Fucking
yeah.
Dope.
People say it's like crazy.
So I don't think this is giving anything away, but it's a testament to what we're talking about here. Is so obviously they think they know who it is at the time,
okay,
and they're trying to find him, right? And so they have investigators stationed at a certain spot, and because the police is like, this is costing us way too much money, they've been there for too long, pull him out. The next day he goes in and they miss him.
Hmm.
Like that kind of shit that happens, right?
No.
So anyway,
partially coincidental, partially strategic. Yeah. Could be either.
It's hard for me to decide with her because she's either very lucky or she's a lot more intelligent than people give her credit
exactly.
for.
Exactly. Yeah. Because it's like intelligence could be on a specific thing. It's not like you're just smart all around or anything. Mm-hmm. Like this could just be like a savant kind of like where she just somehow can think that way. I don't know.
The two things that get me is so we had the one boy, I think it was Joseph, who was killed, and then the cousins, his or their son was killed as the funeral was happening.
Yeah.
The viral thing. Unless she knew that both of them were sick.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one thing where I'm like, oh, that's weird. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, Pauling was quickly apprehended following this and questioned by the police. She gave little resistance and confessed to murdering 3 children almost immediately.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. While I wasn't able to find out why she only confessed to 3, she did eventually confess to the other killings shortly thereafter.
And smothering them? Like, is that how she did it?
We'll get to it.
Oh,
calm down, baby girl.
God.
Now, for those of you out of state, Florida still has the death penalty. And in 1982, they were quite proud of their electric chair, Old Sparky, which is actually the fucking name of it. I don't know if you know.
Actually, a guy was just in here a couple days ago, and he got to go there and sit in it as, like,
gross.
Because he's friends with a guy who works at the place.
Also, would you do it?
Oh, I'd sit in it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Side note. Did you ever see those really messed up photos of Ted Bundy, who we have covered? I think it was, like, the first spooky.
Yeah.
Him after they did everything?
No.
Oh, man. He is fried up and left to dry.
No. Ooh. Shit. No, dude, I didn't even know there was photos. Holy shit.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, Old Sparky, look it up. Apparently, it's we were a huge fan of it.
Yeah.
I think we decommissioned it in 2000.
I don't remember.
Something like that. Anyway, after dangling the death penalty in front of Falling's face, she opted for a plea deal where she would confess guilty to 3 counts and receive life. So she didn't get the death penalty. She was eligible for parole in 2007, but was fortunately denied. She does, however, have another shot in 2024. I think she's 57 now, so that'll put her at like almost 60.
She is, yeah.
Yeah. And kind of in closing, many have speculated as to why she committed the murders at all. At the time, she was merely a teenager, making her one of America's youngest serial killers to date.
Oh, wow.
Falling.
Damn. Yeah.
You got to keep in mind, this all happened from 16 to 19 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Holy shit.
And in looking in this, I did find America's youngest serial killer, who we're going to fucking cover.
Oh, absolutely. Show.
Yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah, makes her one of the youngest to date. Falling herself offered some conflicting reasons as to why she did it, from voices told her to I was mad and wanted them to shut up.
I think that was more likely.
I think with the kind of faint hypochondriac kind of mindset she developed after the marriage, it could be reason that maybe trying to get attention, she kind of feigned the whole like, oh, I hear voices, or it wasn't my fault. But she does kind of put it a little bit more so, and a quote kind of shows her lack of empathy and kind of where her mind was when she would describe what she called, quote, smotheration, end quote. Like, she made up a word for it. I don't know why I done what I done.
I could hear the accent before you even started doing this
North
in an accent.
Florida.
I heard
it's North Florida.
I heard
Florida.
The word and I thought it was an accent.
All I'm saying, you go there, you tell me they don't talk like that. I don't know why I done what I done. The way I done it, I'd seen it done on TV shows. I had my own way, though. Simple and easy.
Oh, my
no God. One would hear them scream.
God! She didn't give a fuck.
Yeah. And that's the story of what's called the Cabbage Patch Killer.
Is that really what her nickname is?
It's either the Babysitter Killer or the Cabbage Patch Killer.
The Cabbage Patch just cuts you deep.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the babysitter, no, the cabbage, you just know. You just see a little cute-ass little kid, and then this crazy bitch's face is now... I can't even look at those dolls the same now.
A couple things to wrap up. One, you touch on her on the face.
I'll put a photo of her on the Instagram.
Please do. Then and now, if you don't mind.
Oh, like, yeah.
So,
yeah.
So if you are driving or in a position to where you can't Google what she looks like, she's a sturdy woman, for sure.
Sturdy. She can punch a horse in the face and knock it the fuck out.
She can fucking drop a 25-pound stereo after throwing a bunch of cats all night, is all I'm saying. So as she aged, we've talked about this before, where like sometimes you can look into people's eyes, right?
Yeah.
And you you can look at them and go, okay, we're on kind of the same playing field. We all exist in the same reality. We perceive it differently. We have our own perceptions. We have our own personalities, the own ways that we think that we should interact. And then there's somebody like her, where it's fucking crocodile eyes.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
She literally just looked like she's like waiting to change her mind that you don't need to be alive anymore.
When you first told me to pull up the photo, the first thing I thought in my head was like, she got those eyes.
Yep.
And we all know exactly what I'm talking about.
And it's the problem is it's not crazy eyes, it's dead eyes.
It's dead eyes.
Yeah.
It is.
Like she will fucking slice your face off.
And not give a shit.
Nope. And then be like, I don't know, the voices told me to do it. I got cats to thrill. I'm late for my 2 o'clock.
Wow.
Real quick, sources, Wikipedia, Murderpedia, A to Z Murder, and I found a really fun one that I just wanted to touch on real quick. Talking about North Florida. Christina Randall on YouTube. Solid YouTube following.
Yeah.
She seems to have like a really fun kind of thing going on. No hate on that whatsoever. Her video was kind of fun, though, because she was very vocal about her time in the Florida prison system and the fact that she swears she spent time in holding with this woman, Christine Falling.
No way! Yeah.
And she even pointed out, she was like, look at those eyes. If you want to go out there and start hustling the streets and all that kind of shit, that's who you're going to be sleeping next to if you get caught. So
and
maybe
what does she do? She has a podcast? What did
she
say? Or just
video?
Oh, YouTube.
Just has like a YouTube.
You said YouTube.
Yeah,
yeah,
YouTube channel where she just talks about random shit. Has like 660-some-odd thousand followers and stuff.
Oh, my God.
So good on you. No fucking shade.
Wow.
Like, but she did want to, she made sure that because Christine lived in Polk County that she wanted to give some peeps. Shout out to her peeps in Polk County. So there's that. Yeah, but that is the Cabbage Patch Killer.
Oh my God, the name.
Yeah. So the reason why I was really excited about that one when I found it.
That has to be the title, because that's just so good.
Yeah.
You have to put Cabbage Patch.
All right, I can do that.
I'm sorry, it has to.
So no Gooby Genie?
I it's just like that is just so like tantalizing, you know what I mean?
No, so like I've got some other subjects we're definitely going to cover.
Yeah.
And I like it too, because I'm pretty sure you haven't heard about these other ones as well. But it got up in discussion with Kristen and I about like female serial killers.
Mm-hmm.
Because now it's gotten to the point to where people are leaving articles that they're pulling out of magazines on her desk to give to me, which I don't know if it's good or bad.
That's awesome.
I think it's pretty dope. I just feel bad that she gets the moniker of it.
Her day is just full of just murders and like fucked up photos left on her desk with no pretext whatsoever.
Pretty much. But it was like, so with this one, this was like one of, you don't really hear about a lot of female serial killers.
Mm-mm.
And when you do, not to like oversimplify like gender schemas or anything like that, but typically like almost 9 times out of 10, it's poison. Like they poison people over long times. The one that I was reading was Rita Mays. And not long enough to kind of warrant the like its own episode. So like real quick,
yeah.
She worked at a VA hospital and she basically shot insulin into veterans who were there like in their later stages, and they would just like drop out blood sugar and
just
die.
All the time.
All the time. So she got away. I think it was like 8 or 9.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
For no like rhyme. Well, I don't know. Is there a rhyme or reason? Is it enough to talk about? No.
Not really. No. I mean, like she was fucking weirdo.
That's crazy.
Man. Like, she took advantage of the fact that she was in a position to end lives.
Wow.
To the point, too, to where she did something similar that Christine did.
They weren't vets that were, like, suffering. Like, it was, like, fucked up, right?
It was, like fucked up because they were just, like, in assisted living, like, situations.
Yeah.
So they were just older. Like, they just needed to be kind of on watch and those kind of stuff. They're still doing their thing.
Well, like, you know, sometimes people, like, if you could say serial killer, but she did it for those who were, like, suffering, but, like, kind of not close to death.
No, this is
like,
no, like,
you know,
fucking
like,
Kevorkian thing.
Yeah,
this is,
you know,
like,
what I mean? Okay.
No, like, people... Just... So... One of the stories that they talked about, this lady loses her grandfather. They're distraught. Months later, after everything's taken care of, FBI comes to her door and they're like, I fucking knew it. He was not sick. I don't know what the fuck was going on, but something was wrong. Yeah. And so it was that kind of thing.
Okay.
Like they just out of nowhere dropped dead.
Wow.
But the reason why like this one popped up is A, I've been trying to find more locally grown
serial killers.
And Florida,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? And yeah. The fact that like she stayed like right where I used to walk home is fucking crazy
absolutely.
To me.
Absolutely.
So there's that. And then also, too, like, that's barbaric. I mean, if you look at, name another one other than, like, Eileen Wuornos, maybe.
I don't really know too many baby killers.
I don't know really any baby killers.
No, I really,
other than,
can't
like,
think
family
of
annihilator kind of situations,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
But as far as, like, non-poisoning kind of situations
like
go.
Looking at a baby,
yeah.
Like,
that's,
oh my God.
It's fucked, man.
I hope she never gets out, man.
I'm surprised she's still alive, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
honestly.
most people who do anything with children, like, they're fucking ganked. Like,
yeah.
So.
Seriously.
But yeah, so it was an interesting one. I had never heard of her. Glad you hadn't either.
That was a good one. That was very good.
Cabbage Patch Killer.
Stop saying it.
Movie Junie!
Like, I felt like such a dickhead because you're, like, went back to talking, and then I'm, like, sitting here, like, imagine if you had a junior. And, like, it's just
I'm Goober the Third. Yeah, imagine if he was a gubernatorial candidate. Do you think his favorite candy is Goobers?
Yes. Or
I've only got one more.
Goobstoopers.
Do you remember that fucking gross ass peanut butter and jelly combination they made called Goobers?
No,
it's
actually,
disgusting.
Really?
They probably still sell it, but
I bet you.
Yeah,
no,
that's like one of those things where we went too far and people still buy it separately. So but anyway,
well,
that
was very good. Yeah. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed this beer and that story. So all in all, call that a win.
Yeah, that's a solid 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10.
Would listen to it again.
No, because I would give it like an 8.5 out of 10 because you somehow still made, I guarantee us, laugh quite a few times. So
all right, good.
During this
glad I could.
Fucked up story. So.
All
takes
right.
Talent, Chris.
I'll try to do something different other than like baby killers next week.
Yeah.
2 weeks from now. God, I don't even know what the fuck's happening anymore.
All right. So on that note, thank you guys so much as always. thank you to our sponsor, Sticker Wolf, as always.
Yep. Thank you to Alucard for bringing by some dope beer from Magnanimous.
Yeah.
Check them out while you are down there.
Absolutely.
That is about all. Wait, no. Ooh, we're trying to be better at this. If you're listening through Apple.
And we're listening.
Like, go check us out on Apple. There's like this really cool thing. They give you 5 stars. You can vote with these 5 stars. You can keep some stars. You can give all the stars. If you give all the stars, it helps us out a lot. If you give not a lot of the stars, write down why you kept some of the stars. You know what I mean? And then we'll try to make it to where like you want to give us all your stars.
You want to give them all.
Yeah.
Please do that.
Exactly.
It helps.
I hope you understand that.
I think they do.
Ay, ay, ay. Anyway. Thank you so much for listening. As always, I am Chris Face.
I am Bree.
Face. She changed her name. and yeah, we're two dolls and we're out. Bye.
Adios. Dead. Dead.